Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. An airstrike in Syria has destroyed a hospital in Aleppo, supported by the international charity Doctors Without Borders, and at least 14 people were killed. Among the dead were two doctors, including Aleppo's last pediatrician working in rebel-controlled areas. News accounts reported three children were also killed in the nighttime raid overnight into Thursday. The attack came amidst a marked increase in violence in Aleppo, with nearly 200 killed in the past week in clashes between government forces supporting embattled President Bashar al-Assad and rebel groups trying to overthrow his regime. The rebels have bombarded government-controlled neighborhoods with rocket and artillery fire, while Syrian jet fighters have conducted air raids. The fighting has left the country's supposed ceasefire in shambles, with United Nations envoy Stefan de Mistura saying a so-called cessation of hostilities agreement was barely alive. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is in Iraq for talks with Iraqi leaders focused on encouraging Iraqi national unity and continued momentum in the fight against the Islamic State. Biden is the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Iraq since his previous trip in 2011. He met with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi shortly after his arrival. Thursday's trip, which was previously unannounced over security concerns, comes as the political turmoil in Iraq has paralyzed the country's government. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea.